I'll sit here for a while to check what is happening.
Dear colleagues, please take your seats. We are ready to start. I see that some of my European colleagues are already
springing, jumping up and down.
Dear colleagues, now we are going to talk about the future. The future. And future is, well, it's not exactly here yet, but it's coming.
We don't know.
Oh, we do know. We do know. At least, well, we don't know how the future is going to look like, but we definitely know that
there will be a future.
In front of you, you have one-pagers we prepared for you with some essence of the presentation and issues we must discuss and hopefully solve. And there's a presentation, and Bart will going to walk us through the main idea. What is the meeting B and how it look like? So, Bart, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Katrina. So this is a follow-up from the initial introduction of the topic in the Buenos Aires meeting. And it's about change of the ICANN meeting structure. It's about the change of the current meeting structure. And this is the result of a long-standing process that included the meeting strategy working group and finally the board decision to change the structure. Part of the meeting strategy working group were Margarita and Keith. They've informed you on progress, and they also conducted a survey at the time on what the CCTLD community would expect. And as a result, and now we're facing the new meeting structure, we thought it would be good to run through it because it will determine, in a way, how we will convene and move forward as a community. So currently, the ICANN meeting structure is reasonably simple from a 20,000 miles perspective. You have three meetings which are almost, that's supposed to be 5 days, and there is regional rotation, and we have them throughout the year. Moving forward, and as a result of that meeting strategy working group work and the board decision, there will be a new structure of meetings. There will be what is called A, B, and C meetings. The A meeting is more or less comparable with the current meetings we know. The B meeting will be a reduced meeting. It will be 4.5 days, and it will be, or 4 days, and it will be in specific areas. And then the C meeting, which will include the annual general meeting, as this one will be 8-day meeting. So that will be for an extended period. Now, the focus is specifically on the B meeting because it's reduced in time and because the focus of the B meeting in itself will be different. As I said, the A meetings is similar to the current meeting, so there will be a lot of updates and discussions with the GDD and staff initiatives. There will be a public forum, and there will be a board meeting. The B meeting will not include the public forum and meeting with the board or meeting by the board, and it will be focused on SOC policy development work. This is the way it's currently defined. And then, as I said, the C meeting will include the annual general meeting, and it will be also focused on showcasing the ICANN work, and therefore it's more extended. So we zoom into the current meeting structure of the CCNSO, day one, that is Mondays and Sunday, it's Sundays more or less, say we have working group, council working groups, workshop, and community, cross-community events. Day two is Tech Day, which has evolved into a cross-community event. outreach working group meetings, a meeting with GNSO, also a cross-community event. Day 3 and day 4 are full of the CCNSO meetings days, and day 5 of the current meetings is working group meetings, public forum, and the board meeting in the afternoon. So that's the current structure. Now, taking a view on the meeting B, how that would look like, so that would be, and this is from the strategic working group final report. Day 1 will be an outreach effort focused on outreach that would include something like the joint CCNSO GNSO meeting and the tech day. Day 2 would be what is called intra-community work. So that's the way we work right now, but it has, in my view, a bit of a GNSO connotation. It's work on PDDs, working groups, etc. So that's the policy-focused one. Day 3 would be similar. Also, intra-community working groups, so within the CC community, maybe cross-community working groups. And day 4 would be, again, inter-community working group, so focused, more focused on cross-community working groups and maybe joint meetings. That is the layout as envisioned at the time by the strategy working group. Now, as you can see, first of all, there will be a reduced meeting time, and secondly, the way it's envisioned is a little bit different from how we conduct our meetings currently. So, as a result, and say with the CCNSO Council asked the program working group to have a look at the say what the implications would be. So there are a set of potential issues that we need to discuss moving forward in order to prepare for the first meeting B, because the first meeting B, new meeting B, will be the next item or the next or the meeting in June of this year. So the meeting following the Marrakesh meeting, that will be ICANN's first meeting B. So potential issues from a CC perspective is the duration will be reduced from 4.5 to 4 days. Focus of the meeting may change, and that depends a bit on you. Currently, you could qualify the work we do and how you meet is information sharing, discussion platform, CCNSO focused work like, and interaction with other groups. If you would look at the ideas around the new meeting B strategy, it would be CCNSO work, working groups, focus on PDP, council meeting, and outreach. So there is a bit of a shift. The main question remains, and one of the, so I'll get into that point. Factors that has not been taken into account when the new strategy was developed is that as a result of the announcement of the NTIA, there is a potential shift or added work to the SOs and AC structures as a result of the IANA transition work and or stewardship transition work and as a result of the accountability work. So again, reducing the number of meetings may have an impact on how the mechanisms developed under these proposals will effectively play out. So with the program working group, we discussed, and the way it's been treated right now, effectively you could have two different views on the meeting B. Either you see it as a reduced meeting, and therefore we need to cut everything and think on, and you perceive it as a that the meetings A and C, so the longer meetings will become the standard, and therefore we do reduce work, or we start to see meeting B as the standard will create add-on work, and that's particularly relevant for the program working group. And one of the questions in there is, and I'll now go into the. That's again something we added in order to give you an understanding how the first meeting might look like and what will be on the agenda. It's the implementation of the CCWG and ICG proposals itself. So that's in June upcoming year. So there will still be a fulsome discussion, that was the view of the program working group, on topics related to the IANA stewardship process. It will be the first full meeting for the new CEO. So that might be of interest to some of you. And it's the meeting around that concludes the discussions around ICANN's fiscal year 17 ops plan and budget. So although you would think the first meeting be, okay, if we would go for a reduced format, there are still some very, I would say, topics which are very relevant to the CCTLD or the program working groups. Things are relevant for the full CCTLD community. So now, going into the core questions, and at the heart of it, and given say what I just showed you, at the heart of it is effectively the question that's particularly relevant for the program working group: should we continue with the CCNSO meetings days in its current format, either in the 2 days that we conduct them right now, or effectively the 1.5 day? And it's also it's what is related, although it's turning into a cross-community working group, and it, although it's getting more it's getting its own dynamics, is it may have impact on Tech Day itself. So I think a fulsome day of information sharing, both to Tech Day and the CCNSO meetings days, and then that makes ICANN meetings. And so the impact may be on and continue with the Tech Day in the long run. So, but the first question is the CCNSO meetings day. And then, say, depending on where you want, where you're heading, it's it may change the CCNSO meetings days. It may have impact on progress and legitimacy of, say, of those processes which are longstanding. One of the topics that will be discussed this week is whether or not, say, when, effectively, the CCNSO will start launching a PDP on the retirement of CCTLDs, because that's one of the policy elements that still is missing. And reducing the number of meetings from 2 to 3, that means effectively we can do working groups, but missing out on face-to-face meetings or just having them and not consulting with the broader community may have an impact on the legitimacy and the duration of these processes. And so at the end of the day, what is going back is the question is, how do you want to proceed with meeting Bs? Yours.
Thank you very much, Bart. So, are there any questions from the audience? If so, here are 2 mics. Danko?
I've got a small question. I understand the meeting B also might be related to the regional question, because usually in Europe meetings are larger, and we are a small register. Long run, we are thinking about maybe trying to organize ICANN meeting, but is there any relations between size of the meeting and the regional in your longer-term planning?
Not my longer-term planning, ICANN's longer-term planning.
Because I had
let me, probably Keith and Margarita can please confirm or smack me on the head. It's, in principle, as I understand it, the meeting B, that's another reason for doing it, will be organized in Africa and in Latin America. And the others will be rotating as well across Europe. Say, meeting A and C will be rotating across North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. So B will be focused in Africa and Latin America.
Actually, Bart, I'd like to understand a bit how the first day would be used, because I know when we organize these meetings over the 2 days, we get requests from ALAC, the ICANN board, the GAC, to have joint meetings. Is it your expectation that we will receive requests for those meetings on the first day, 4-day meeting?
If you look back, and I think that's, I've seen, say, we had, Katrine and I have had some interactions with other groups on this topic, and they envision, say, these joint meetings on the first day in particular. So that means meeting day one. So the joint CCNSO, GNSO council meeting, for example, would take place on the first meeting day. Another element which might be relevant, and that's why we have the look of, say, that will be the standard format, there will be no opening ceremony at meeting B. So that will give you back half a day as well. So that's the purpose of effectively the outreach, but also the inter-community work and the meetings between councils and or communities.
But and as well, those meetings could be longer because there's more time.
Yes, maybe. Depends on how full the rest of the schedule. But it could be turned into a more, say, until now. And you've seen it this meeting. Put it this, let me rephrase it. You've seen it this meeting. As a result of the fully packed program, we had, as council, the council had to cancel the joint meeting with the GNSO, which at this time, because it would overlay with the CCWG meeting on Monday afternoon. And as that work needed to be continue and need all the support, unfortunately, we did not have, the council did not have the opportunity to have the same type of discussion as we just had with the GAC on the same kind of questions, which would have informed the broader community. In the future, because there will be, say, a special meeting B, it is easier to schedule that type of meetings on a fixed time and make it very clear there is no overlap either by staff initiative or other initiative.
And separate question. Having read the report that led this, there is supposed to be some form of outreach into the community at the meeting B, and how does that factor into our own thinking, you know, particularly because we in the CC community, it's something that I believe we value. So have you thought about how that would be integrated in? Because I thought that was supposed to be on day one as well.
Yeah, going back, and this is, and that's why you saw the reference to Tech Day, for example. I think, especially if you look at the locations of meeting B and the information sharing, and it is particularly for those regions, it is valuable we have Tech Day, and it's valuable that we have the information sharing, the CCTLD community. And it's not just the outreach on day one, but it's the outreach enabling, showcasing what the CECs do to their peers in the region.
So what you're saying, I think, is as well as Tech Day, which is an opportunity to outreach with the local community, there may be other issues and subjects that we would perhaps have an opportunity to, like marketing and administration, et cetera. Okay.
Thank Hello, you. This is Margarita for the record. Two things. This design, this current, this future design in terms of the meetings was thought without NTIA issues. So in normal times, we probably when we were thinking about this new model, we were not these big issues over our heads. This is the first thing. The second thing is that in terms of the meeting B, it was thought in terms of give the opportunity to small countries, not necessarily regions, to have this kind of meetings because the capacity of hotels, conference rooms, and things like that are not able. There is not enough places in different countries for this. It's not only because we were thinking in regions.
That's the way it turned out, and maybe also say that's not included. If you would look to the ICANN staff slides or the meeting teams, their expectations is that meeting B will be with around 800 plus attendees, and the meeting A and C around 2,000.
Yeah.
And that shows your point. Therefore, they could go to venues with smaller. So, yeah, meeting places.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, the B meeting is meant to be smaller in number. So I'm looking for the principle that would help me, and removing the public forum and the board meeting relevant. If there was a simple principle, am I in a working group I can come, or am I, in an SO council or something, then as it is, I don't see any way to avoid coming to a B meeting. Going to be a I may end up coming for one day now or not, and miss that day and undermine the tech day, and provide some clarity on how we choose whether to come to B meetings.
I think, and that's why, and that's maybe, that was effectively, say, the purpose of that slide on your view on meeting B. Will that be the standard meeting and there will be add-ons on others, so that it, effectively the underlying point is that we will continue with having these CCNSO meetings and the interaction with other SOs and full support of Tech Day, and therefore make it interesting for CCTLDs to come, or we conceive it and we perceive it as a reduced meeting?
Okay, so in the first option then, the 1,200 people who are not CC people, there are other people we're going to have to come to.
Yes, because, say, what the expectation, at least is my understanding, the expectation is they will be very much interested in, say, the add-ons like the GDD program or the new GTLD program and that side. But, again, I don't know the background of the 800-plus attendees and why they came up with that number.
Okay, that's useful.
I think those are... They think that 1,200 people come to ICANN meetings just for the excitement of the opening ceremony and public forum. That's the only reason I could see. Yeah, so this is a very short intro into this issue. The meetings program working group wanted to run a survey to ask for your opinion. So we will prepare the survey and we will ask you to think the question through and just provide your view. It would be really very helpful, and we will keep you updated. With that, I'd like to conclude this session, and now we have an hour for lunch. Sorry, lunch is not provided. And at 1:30, we meet back in this room, and we start our discussions around CCWG work with Block 1 overview and introduction, chaired by Byron Holland. Thank you.